Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sechtes Krisis. Peri Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. How much matzah do you have to eat to be yotze the chi of matzah? How much of the Danish do you have to eat in order to make an al hamichya? Answer is a kazayis. For someone to be chayiv for eating nevela or chaylev, how much would he have to eat? A kazayis. We learned in the previous Mishnah that if someone ate half a kazayis and then another half a kazayis, we connected. It's as if he ate a whole kazayis. So what does that mean? If I ate a half a kazayis on Sunday and 6 months later ate another half a kazayis, we connected? Of course not. It has to be within a certain time of each other. The same is true for the chiv, and the same is true to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah, and the same is true to make a bracha achrayna. When we say a kazayis, it means you have to eat it within a certain amount of time. And that's what our Mishnah wants to know. Once again, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Masechtas Krisis, Frek the Mishnah, V'kama Yisha Ha'oichalon. Okay, half a kazayis, another half a kazayis is chayiv, but what's the hesitation time? How much time can be taken by someone who eats these two half a kazeisim? And we say it's within the time period that is mechuyav akar mechatas. So we're going to have two shitas, the shita of Reb Meir and the shita of the Chacham. Reb Meir holds, it's ki'ilu acholon kloyois. Let's first touch the words and then we'll explain, Bez Hashem. It's as though he's eating parched grains of corn. Divi Rebbe Meir. Say, how's Rebbe Meir? The Chachamim say, no, there's a difference here. Ad sheyisha mitchilo v'ad saif. As long as it takes from the beginning that he eats these two pieces of kazesim to the end, that time period should be no longer than it takes k'day achilas pras to eat a half a loaf of bread. This is a shorter time than Reb Meir shita. So let's try to explain, what does this mean? What's with eating parched corn, half a loaf of bread? We need some more information here. According to Reb Meir, we're going to do some imagining. Imagine I didn't eat two half a zesim. Imagine I sat down to eat a kazayis, but I broke it up into tiny little pieces. I ate it the way somebody would eat parched grains of corn, little by little, each crumb after another crumb. That's the shear according to Reb Meir. So I don't know what the shear is, but let's say if I ate a kazayis crumb by crumb, it would take me 20 minutes, and the shear is 20 minutes. Reb Meir also holds, this is how the Bat Tanur explains it, that it's bedavka if he stopped. But if he didn't stop, he just kept chewing slowly, slowly, even if it took all day, we are mitzarefet. We do connect it, and he would be chayv. Now let's go to the shear of the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, at sheyisha mitchilav atzayv kedei achilas pras. We said a pras means like prusa, a broken piece, a half a loaf of bread. A half a loaf of bread, says the Bat Tanura, makes the Olcheshm, we learn it from Hilchas Erevin, is about the size of four eggs. The Rambam holds it's about the size of three eggs. The shear of Eruvei Techumen, to put down food, to say this is where I live, and therefore I can go from there 2,000 amos in each direction, is a shear of shtei sudas, average two sudas of a person. Pras means half of one of those chalis. So if you remember from Masech Des Erevin, we had a machloikis. Some say that chala, that one chala is 8 bayim. So half of that would be 4 bayim. And some say that whole chala is 6 bayim. So half of that would be 3 eggs. Now, the shear of Kedei Achilas Pras is halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. And it's negeya many halachas. Besides for whether or not a person would be chai of Malkus if he eats an Isser within this time period. But like we said before, eating matzah the night of Pesach, you have to eat a kazayis, but it has to be within the shear of Toch Kedei Achilas Pras. You have a kazayis, you have to make an alamichya, but it has to be within a shear of Toch Kedei Achilas Pras. Now, the Chacham and Reb Meir argue about two things. They argue about what the shear is. They also argue about what would be if it takes longer than that, but he didn't stop eating. We said before that according to Reb Meir, if he never actually stopped eating, he just chewed and ate and swallowed slowly, even if it took him all day, we're mitzarefet. But the Chachamim disagree with Reb Meir. Not only do they disagree that there's a different shear, the shear is Kedei Achilas Pras, they say it doesn't make a difference if you keep on eating, or if you're eating very slowly. if it takes longer than the amount of time it would take to eat a half a loaf of bread, even if you were eating all along, it's not connected for a kazayis. Zakta Heilige Mishnah weiter. Achlo, someone ate a half a pras of a chalon tmeyin, a food that is tamei v'shasa, or he drank a revius of mashkin tmeyin, of mashka that is tamei. How much is a revius? Revius means a quarter of a loig, and it's anywhere between 3 and 5 ounces. Shasa revius yain, of someone drank a revius of wine. V'nichnas, and he entered l'migdash to do the avoid in the base of migdash. V'shah. And how much time did it take him to eat this chatzi pras or drink the revius? Kidei achilas pras. The amount of time it normally takes to eat a half a loaf of bread. So it's now asked of him to eat truma if he ate machalim tmeyim or drank mashkim tmeyim. And it would be chayv misa v'dei shemayim if he drank wine and came in to do the avoid in the base of migdash. Rabbi Eliezer says, im hif sigba, if he stopped in the middle of drinking the revius yain, or he put into the wine mayim water, kolshu, even a tiny amount, and then he went in to do the avoid in the base of migdash, pater would be pater on misa, because the chi of misa is only if he drank the wine derech shikrus, in a way that one would become shikr. So Rabbi Eliezer is only talking about the last halacha, about drinking wine and coming into the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avoda. If he didn't drink the entire revius in one shot, or he added some water, it's not called Derech Shikrusai. If he doesn't drink it at one time, if he stalls as he's drinking it, it's not called the way a shikr drinks. And the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. If he taka put in a drop of wine, he wouldn't be chai, but that's only if he had only a revius. If he was drinking more than a revius, Rabbi Eliezer would be moida that he's chayiv, even if he didn't drink it in one shot. So, we learned in our mission, if someone eats less than a kazayis, waits a little bit, then eats the other part of the kazayis, whether it's b'shaygig, whether it's b'mezid, it has to be within a certain amount of time. Rabbi Meir says, we would imagine that the whole kazayis is eating slowly, crumb by crumb, that's the amount of time. Rabbi Meir also holds, but if you keep on eating, it doesn't make a difference how long it takes. It's only if he stopped in the middle. So according to Rabbi Meir, he would be chayiv for eating two half a zeisim. If the total amount of time was the same that it would take to eat the whole kazayis crumb by crumb, or if he just never stopped, even though it took him all day, just chewed very slowly. According to the Chachamim, the shir is b'kedei achilas pras. That's a half a piece of bread, the size of either 3 eggs or 4 eggs, according to different shitas in the Rishayim. This is true for being chayiv. It's also true to fulfill mitzvahs, like the mitzvah of matzah, night of the Seder. If he ate a half a gazayas, later another half a gazayas, his yaitzah, if the amount of time that passed is not more than a kedei achilas pras. If you want to know how long that is in minutes, there are many different shitas. There's a shita that can be as short as 2 minutes, and some say as long as 7 minutes. If somebody eats a chatzi pras of machalim that are tamei, he can eat hegdash or truma, but it has to be within the kedei achilas pras. Of course, after he titles himself, he can, but before that, he can't. Someone drinks a revius of mashkin tmein, he also becomes pasal. Can't eat truma or kodesh. Any kayan that drinks wine is not allowed to do the avoda. If he enters the base of Migdash, not to come to the base of Migdash, from the Mizbeach and inwards. If he does enter and does the avoda, his avoda is pasul, and he's chayv misa b'dei shemayim. Rabbi Eliezer says, if he stopped in the middle of drinking the revius yayin, or he put in a little bit of water, even a drop of water, he's pater mimisa. It has to be derech shichrus. But that's if it's only a revius. If it was more than a revius, he would be chayiv. There's Zokta Batanura. By the way, just like it's usher for a kohen to go into the base of Migdash after he drinks wine, it's usher for any person to paskin a shaila after he drank wine. And also a kohen that drank a revius yayin bevas achas is not allowed a duchen. Can't go up to the front until the wine leaves him. It's one of the reasons in many places the minig is that on Simchas Torah they duchen by Shachris instead of Musaf, because Simchas Torah people tend to make Kiddush before Musaf and so on. And that's why, if you will notice, there's no Birchas Kohanim by Mincha in general. Because we're scared the Kohen may be shikur once he started eating or drinking. Before Shachris, you can't eat or drink. The exception would be by a Tanis Sibur. Take a look in the Siddur. Even when we don't duchen, let's say the Minig in Chutz Loretz, Ashkenazim is not to duchen, outside of Yerushalayim, Difim and Hagim. Even where the Minig is that the Kohanim don't actually go up, but you say Lekeinu Lekei V'Seinu. You say Birchas Kohanim, but not by Mincha. When do we say it by Mincha? By a Tanis Sibur, because then we're not worried about the Kohanim being shikar.